You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the Gym Class at 3:05 here on this Thursday here on KGYM. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes here from our studios. Buttons on the other side of the glass here today as we get ready for a Thursday edition of the program. Local programming block getting underway. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn will follow us from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. NBA basketball coming your way tonight, as well as Major League Baseball as well. Twins tonight, Mark. Who the Twins tonight?
Twins and Brewers. First pitch shortly after 6 o'clock.
Six or seven?
Shortly after 6 o'clock, I believe.
Let me double check on that, because if that is true, that is a change, and you may be right. You are the resident Twins fan.
Well, I saw it different in two different places today, so.
You are right.
Meanwhile, the mics are live. Okay,
yes,
let me
Very
know
good.
When they're live
Very
and when
good.
They're not, okay?
Mark, you know the rule. You always act as though the mic is live.
It's wise, yes.
As many people have found out over the years, and the latest being Tom Brenneman. We will talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Dave Koken, our friend from Las Vegas, will join us from Wager Talk. And you can follow him at Dave Koken on Twitter. We will talk with Dave about the hockey playoffs and a little Major League Baseball, maybe a little bit as well about the world of football coming up in about 20 minutes or so. Also, we'll talk about the statement from Kevin Warren in the Big Ten Conference that came out yesterday at 5 o'clock. Tomorrow, a group of parents representing many Big Ten schools and football programs are still planning on meeting in Park Ridge with Kevin Warren. So we will talk about that coming up and get your thoughts about it as well on the program here today as we first start things off with an update from the Northern Trust at the TPC Boston in Norton, Massachusetts, where Zach Johnson is on the course right now.
Right. In fact, I'm just calling up that latest leaderboard. Last I looked, Zach Johnson completed his first 9 holes in even par. He started in the back 9 on this particular course. Excuse me. 2 birdies, 2 bogeys for Zach. I'll get you an update on that as my computer refreshes. 7 under par leading the tournament right now, and this is the first leg of the FedEx Cup playoffs. Zach at 104 in the standings. And he must get inside the top 70 to play next week.
Is there a cut in this? Or a 36-hole cut? I'm not positive on that. I know there isn't next week.
I'll get you that answer as well.
Okay. Because if there is a cut, Zach will need to make the cut. He will need to make the weekend.
No question.
And get in there to go to Chicago, where he has had a lot of success. Not really at Olympia Fields. They have not had the BMW at Olympia Fields very often, only a couple times, but Zach has won the BMW before when it's been at a different course in the Chicagoland area, but I know he'd love to get back there. Always seems to play well in the Midwest. First of all, you got to qualify, and he's got to get into the top 70 for next weekend. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. There is a cut, low 70. Okay, very good. Well, needs to go low the rest of today and into tomorrow. And we'll keep you updated on how Zach is faring today as he gets ready for that second round tomorrow. But Harris English still your leader, is that true?
That is correct.
Sebastian Munoz had a rarity today. He started off his round with 7 birdies. Did you see that?
I did. 7 straight birdies, and then he double bogeyed his 9th hole, so he completed his first 9 in a not-so-shabby 5 under par. But, yeah, Harris English with the lead outright. He's in the clubhouse at 7 under, a group at 6 under. Louis Oosthuizen, Charlie Hoffman, Scott Piercy, Kevin Streelman, and Tommy Fleetwood.
All up there. There you go. So that is the latest as far as the leaderboard. Tiger, 3 under par 68. It is a par 71 track at the TPC Boston outside of Boston, Massachusetts. So 3 under par equates to a 68. what's that, about 25th or something like that. Anyway, right around there. But not a bad round anyway for Tiger today. 319-366-1600. If you would like to weigh in on any subject that we talk about, or if you'd like to throw a subject out there, always interested in that. Again, that is 319-366-1600. And that is our phone line as well at 319-366-1600. We mentioned yesterday after we went off the air, Todd and Alex were on the air when Kevin Warren, a man of his word, I guess, said there was a deadline as to Wednesday and a deadline from the parents as well to hear from Kevin Warren, and that deadline was met as he came out with a statement from the Big Ten Conference and himself at 5 o'clock yesterday and pretty bluntly said that the Big Ten is not going to do a 180 as far as their thoughts of playing fall athletics. This is the way it's going to be. And get used to it at this point, everyone. And it's still not going over completely well with a lot of the parents of football players.
Yeah, as you mentioned, the exact words from Kevin Warren in this two-page letter yesterday late afternoon is, quote-unquote, the decision will not be revisited. And in my opinion, I thought this was a nice essay. It had no statistics, a lot of fluffy verbiage. At one point he said the decision was based on quote-unquote sound feedback from medical experts, in parentheses me, in whose opinion. And then the next paragraph he said, quote, there's too much medical uncertainty and too many unknown health risks. Does that seem a bit contradictory? They got sound advice, but there's uncertainty and unknown risks and no specific data to back it up. And anybody who doesn't want data has his or her head in the sand.
Got to have data.
If you're just going to, oh, yeah, there's 170,000 deaths in the country. I get it. You know, you can use numbers any way you want, but I and parents from various universities in the Big Ten of players want more. The Iowa Parents Group issued a response today. They firmly reject the release, quote unquote, and quote, it lacks transparency, it has hypocrisy, and it's a failure of leadership. In addition to that, the Iowa Parents Group supports the Freedom of Information Act effort being introduced by an attorney representing Michigan State parents. So, you know, what do you, what, we almost need pandemic cybermetrics, don't we? I think. And if you just want to throw up your hand, oh, okay, the decision is made, let's move on. Well, what if you get fired, Scott? I hope not.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
And your boss says, I don't want to get into specific reasons. We just, in our professional opinion, decided to move a different direction. What if that happened to you? Are you just going to be the least bit curious as to why you got fired, as to why you can't continue being employed by said company? Or are you just going to throw up your hands? Well, I guess the decision's been made. I'm not going to change it. I tend to think you're going to question it a little bit. And this is what the Iowa parents and other parents of universities are trying to do. Get what medical sound feedback did Kevin Warren get? What specifically did he get? Other than there's too much uncertainty and too many unknown health risks.
319-366-1600, the text line, phone line available to you as well. Again, 319-366-1600. And it's what Kevin Warren and the Big Ten Conference had to say last night is not stopping not only verbiage today and from the Iowa parents, like you mentioned. The intervention, if you will, is still planned for tomorrow morning. in Chicago. Parent groups are still planning on going to the Big Ten headquarters, and they are still hoping to talk to Kevin Warren tomorrow. Good for them. Fantastic. I think they should be heard. They should have their side heard. I don't think anything's going to come of it, whether we like it or not. I think the Big Ten is not going to play football or volleyball or run cross country or whatever it's going to be this fall. I think it's going to be in the freezing temperatures of next late January and into February. But at any rate, it's still, I think, going to feel good for that group at least to have their feelings be known. And like I said, I don't think it's going to do a world of good, but perhaps to the psyche of those people and to the athletes they represent, it's going to do something. We'll see.
Kevin Warren, Big Ten commissioner, has made a point of saying the football season, fall sports are postponed and not canceled. And it's according to reports, there's a few different models out there that the Big Ten is working on. One includes maybe playing a season that starts in January and being played in indoor stadiums. And the folks that say, okay, let's move on and let's everybody get on the same page. Let's have a plan in place. You can have the best damn plan in the world, and it still could fall apart.
Which we have seen in the last 5 months.
Of course.
As it's another anniversary today on a Thursday.
Once again, are things going to be better in January? Are things going to be better in an indoor atmosphere rather than outdoors? And the great Anthony Fauci said yesterday it's better to be outside in the sun. But no, let's play indoors now.
In the winter. 319.
And don't get me wrong, I don't have the answers. I don't want to be Big Ten commissioner. I don't want to be the chief epidemiologist in the country. I just want to be me and have some informed opinions and relate those to you. 319-366-1600.
Yeah, if you want to comment, I'd love to hear from you at 18 past 3. We're going to talk to Dave Koch, and coming up in about 5 minutes or so, we will talk about the Tom Brenneman situation from last night as another broadcaster caught with a hot mic, and this one is not going well, for, as you can imagine, for Tom Brenneman, as the Cincinnati Reds and Fox National broadcaster may not be doing that for much longer. Of course, the son of the terrific Reds broadcaster, Marty Brenneman. So we will talk about that as well coming up on the program here today. Again, 319-366-1600, and yeah, it's going to be interesting, and Kevin Warren did not mince words yesterday as far as his statement is concerned, and like you said, the parents are still wanting to have transparency. You said it was an overwhelming, I'm paraphrasing here, I don't have it in front of me, but it was an overwhelming vote that the Big Ten had in favor of postponing the season until the late winter and into the spring. It wasn't a by an eyelash or anything like that, reiterated that fact. And he doubled down is basically what he did as far as the Big Ten and saying, oh, yeah, we are not changing our minds. And this is, taking over for someone of the ilk of Jim Delaney. This is the first big, elongated, very serious subject and situation that he has had to deal with, and he's going to show that he's very strong and the Big Ten is very strong behind it.
Well, the jury is still out on Kevin Warren. The jury is still out on commissioners of those conferences that are going to play football. We're not going to know until the end of the year, if not before, who has the smartest commissioners and who has the most clairvoyant doctors and medical experts. Wouldn't you like to see a roundtable, Scott, of Power 5 commissioners and Power 5 medical expert representatives sit around the table and tell everybody what they based their decision on and what facts were considered? Because obviously, 3 out of the 5 have a much different opinion than the other two. That'd be a great roundtable, wouldn't it?
It would. It would. 319-366-1600. The text line available to you. Phone lines available to you as well. Just a couple of news and notes from the news conference going on right now in the city of Cedar Rapids. Jeff Pomerantz, a daily news conference. Barbecue Relief. Dwayne Daniel from Barbecue Relief arrived in town on Saturday. Reportedly have served 44,500 meals since Sunday. 89,000 estimated meals will be served before the effort is over. So that'll be, they're about halfway there. About 80% of the recreational trails around town are clear as of right now. The total impact of the storm, 75% of the trees and shrubs in city parks and city land areas have been impacted. 75%. That is just an astounding number out there.
If you're talking about Operation Barbecue Relief, that's the group that Zach Johnson Foundation was instrumental in bringing in here. They've done great work. But I should also say there are other business proprietors who are providing food for free. Too many to mention. I'm aware of a half a dozen, but I don't want to mention any because, I'll forget somebody and leave out somebody. But there are several local businesses that are doing much the same thing. But overall, appreciate everybody doing what they're doing in that regard.
Transamerica is making a $250,000 donation to the United Way of East Central Iowa for storm relief efforts. That was announced today. Other businesses have asked how they can help as well. And over 27 tons of debris has been hauled away in the city. That's just in the city of Cedar Rapids so far. That does not include, you know, Johnson County, rural Linn County, whatever the case may be. That's just the Cedar Rapids area. That is a pretty astounding number to be thrown out there.
Yeah, I've been asked, where is all this debris being deposited?
I have no idea, but
I do know, having driven Ellis Boulevard last Saturday afternoon, there is a kind of a berm of timber and debris piled up on, the outside of the river.
Okay.
With the orange fence, and I'm not sure if that's going, I don't think it'll be there permanently, but some of that is being stored right there right now, and obviously there's other places that the debris is being taken to. So, and there's so much more still on the curbs. And I read today that recycling services in Cedar Rapids will resume next week on its regular schedule. But lawn and tree debris that might be in your big green dumpster, that is not going to resume for another week. So,
yeah, a lot of answers at the City of Cedar Rapids website, their app. Go visit that. Many of the frequently asked questions can be answered right there. 3:24. We're going to take a break. Come back. Dave Kokin from Las Vegas is going to join us as we're getting closer and closer to a little bit of the college football season, at least for three Power Five conferences and 76 teams. NFL is getting closer and closer to kicking off on September the 10th. We got hockey playoffs going on, the NBA playoffs, although Dave probably is not going to want to talk about the NBA playoffs, and a little Major League Baseball. All that to come with Dave Kokin from Wager Talk after this on KGYM.
We at St. Andrews thank all you golfers for your business this difficult year. We've diligently followed the governor's protocol for golf carts, the course, and the clubhouse. We hope you appreciate our efforts as much as we appreciate your business. And special kudos to all the moms and dads who bring their kids to golf. Stay safe. St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Are you remodeling this summer? Look no further than Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander. Need new doors? They can help. Hardware? They've got it. Looking for new cabinets? They're happy to help you design the new space of your dreams with beautiful Wellborn cabinetry. And of course, they have decorative shiplap and beautiful trim too. If you're remodeling in 2020, consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
No matter how you spend your summer, the best place to spend it is in the Iowa Lottery Prize Zone, where the Summer Cash Bash makes it even better to be a VIP club member. 20 new scratch games with great cash prizes. Join the VIP club and enter non-winning tickets for a chance to win your share of $250,000. But hurry, like summer, the cash is going fast. Visit IALottery.com for rules and complete details and play today. Woohoo!
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Rommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
We welcome you back at 327 Gym Class for Thursday here on KGYM. Tomorrow on the program, we will have a topic we will throw out for you before the end of the hour. And we will take a look at and dissect the meeting tomorrow between Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren, or at least the parents coming to the Big Ten headquarters. I'm not exactly sure if they're going to meet face-to-face or whatever, but that is scheduled for tomorrow morning, and we'll kick that around and discuss it with you as well. And that will be on the Friday edition of the program starting at 3 o'clock tomorrow right here on KGYM. Always a pleasure to welcome in our next guest. It is Dave Koken. You can give him a follow on Twitter at Dave Koken. And now Dave, a part of Wager Talk as well, and he joins us on this Thursday edition of the show. Dave, how are you?
Very good. Enjoying the incredibly hot weather.
Tell us about Wager Talk. You are new to that. Let us know about it a little bit.
Well, not new to them. I've been on their roster for about 3 years, but I signed an exclusive deal with them, which at my age was kind of a no-brainer. And I thought they were the best company to go with in terms of the content they're putting out, which is just a ton of free stuff there. And I enjoy the people that I work with, so it's pretty good.
In honor of that, Dave, I think Wager Talk is offering a deal through this weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, it's 50% off anything with my name on it. So whether it's a game or you want to buy a package, you get 50% off, which is pretty substantial if you're buying something long-term.
Indeed, especially as we get toward the football season, somewhat. 76 college football teams playing anyway.
Yep, and I power-rated every one of them. So, you know, I hope they play because I did an awful lot of work, and I'd hate for it to be for nothing.
No doubt. Well, you got the SEC, you got the ACC, and you got the Big 12, Iowa State. Looking forward to a very good year with Brock Purdy and a good offense. If that offensive line comes through, like we talked about with Rob Gray on Tuesday. So they're going to be a player in the Big 12, though.
Yeah, I think so. I think maybe there was a little bit more pressure on them last year. They had very high expectations going into the season. And that's something the Cyclones really aren't used to. But I think the experience they gained last season in some big games is probably going to be a plus for them this year. And I would expect Iowa State to be a really solid team.
Dave, perhaps it doesn't affect you a whole lot from a wagering standpoint, but we've asked people this week, several different people, if they can reconcile the fact that three Power 5 conferences are going to play football in the fall and two aren't.
Well, I don't have any control over it. You know, maybe it comes with getting older, but I got to tell you something. I am very much an is what it is person. at this point. If those 76 teams are going to play now and the other 54 are going to play in the spring, okay, then I'll worry about the 76 that are going to play now and try and get some advantages there, and then I'll sweat the other 54 come springtime. I don't care. I mean, I don't – I'm not going to have any say in the matter anyway, so I'll just look at what's in front of me and go from there.
Makes sense.
And it all starts
in
a few weeks.
I think I've learned a lesson watching some of my friends on Facebook just get completely unraveled on either side of the political spectrum. And it's like, you're not going to change anybody's mind anyway. So just vote the way you want to vote or whatever and just shut up.
Very well put, Dave. Very well put. Hey, let's start with hockey. Your Vegas Golden Knights look really, really, really solid in the bubble right now.
They do. They do, but the one worry is that Colorado, and you'll pardon my grammar here, but Colorado looks even solider. boy, the Avalanche just completely annihilated Arizona. It was a fluke that they lost the one game. And you can argue that the Golden Knights should not have lost one game either. They completely outplayed the Blackhawks in game four. But it's also fair to say that Arizona was a better team than Chicago. And I was tremendously impressed with how easily the Avalanche took them apart. I do think those teams have separated themselves from everybody else. And I really think that one of those two teams is going to win the Cup. I think this is the real power is in the Western Conference with Colorado and Vegas.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And unfortunately, the defending Stanley Cup champions, my St. Louis Blues, are one game away from elimination and have not looked great. Although last night, I didn't think they looked too bad, but they're still down 3-2 to Vancouver.
Well, the difference between this year's Blues team and last year's Blues team is that this team has lost its discipline at times. And I thought last night was a good example. I mean, they basically let the other team back in the game after going up 2-0 with a succession of penalties that were borderline penalties. You can take them in the regular season. You can't take them in the playoffs. Just ask the Calgary Flames, because their inability to stay out of the box has killed them in this series with Dallas, and there's a good chance they're going to get eliminated.
Yeah, and two penalties in the third period last night that the Blues did not get a chance at a power play either. Oh. Vancouver's playing smart.
Yeah, and one of the penalties was pretty bad. I mean, it was just one of those guy who lost his cool penalties, and you just can't take those in the playoffs.
Who do you like in the East to face that Western Division winner?
I still think the Bruins are the best team.
I do too.
But I will admit that, you know, having to go with Halak in all the games rather than spotting him and giving Rask a break, I don't know if he can hold up in terms of consistency over a long haul. But I don't think the Canadians can match up with him. The Flyers are interesting. They're a dangerous team, but Hart has been kind of erratic in this series, and that's something to be concerned about there. And the Islanders are the kind of scary team because they play that trot system, and they play it so well. And then there's Tampa, which has all the ability in the world. And I'm not going to judge too much in that they've had problems. They had problems with Columbus because the Blue Jackets can do that to anybody. They'll just frustrate you with the style they play. So I think it's the Bruins or the Lightning, and I'm not going to commit to either one right now.
Shift to baseball for a minute. Why are your Red Sox so bad, Dave?
Well, number one, they don't care. no, they don't. You can say what you want in terms of painting a nice picture, but most Red Sox people, at least a sophisticated portion of the fan base, knew this was not going to be a good season. 162 games or 60 games, the pitching just isn't there. And I think the players knew it too. So they've been pretty bad, and they're going to stay that way for a couple of years. They have to rebuild the organization. It's as simple as that. It's not a good organization right now.
Yeah, and We're almost to the halfway point already in this short 60-game season.
For
so
some, for some teams,
for some
yeah.
anyway, except for the Cardinals and the Marlins a little bit. But trends are out there anyway, at least even in a 60-game season.
Well, they are, but we're starting to also see reality set in for some of these teams that were surprising early on, like the Tigers and the Marlins and the Orioles and probably the Rockies as well. These weren't good teams. And if the cream is rising to the top, the other stuff is sinking to the bottom. And that's what's happening right now. The bad teams are still bad. And I think you can count on that taking place the rest of the way. I think the big surprise team in the wrong direction, it has to be the Angels. This was supposed to be a better team than this. I mean, there were questions about their pitching, but I don't know anybody who thought they'd be 8-7 teams for 25 games. And they're a mess. They can't get anybody out. Their defense has been shaky. They're just a bad baseball team right now.
Dave, the debate over unwritten rules in baseball reared its head again today, or not today, but this week with Fernando Tatis Jr. Hitting a grand slam on 3-0. I mean, this could affect a wager at some point, but where do you weigh in on unwritten rules of baseball?
They're all stupid. There are no unwritten rules. If they were rules, they'd be written.
Okay? True.
He got a 3-0 pitch right in the happy zone, and he crushed it. If anybody's got a problem with that, well, don't load the bases and don't pitch them and don't throw a strike down the middle at 3-0. His job is to hit the baseball, and he did.
I agree. Dodgers 18-8, doing very, very well right now, leading the West by four games. Atlanta's leading a National League East right now that's not – they had a lot of good teams on paper, but they're just not performing well with the Mets and the Phillies and especially the Nats so far.
Yeah, and the Braves, I think the Braves are the cream of that division. They've got injury issues that's impacting them a little bit, but they've got the quietest superstar in the game right now in Max Fried. Now, this guy is arguably the best lefty in baseball right now, and nobody talks about him at all. He's really good. And when your best pitcher is being mentioned by exactly nobody, they're just ignoring him, that's a good sign for a team.
Are you sad or upset that another option for you is off the table, that being the CFL?
No, because once it usually got to August, I usually shut down the CFL anyway.
Mm.
I found in the past years that my power ratings were just sharper than most at the beginning of the season, and I was able to cash in for 4 or 5 weeks, do really well. But then I'd level off after that. And no, not really. And again, there's nothing I can do about it, so what am I going to get frustrated about?
Yeah,
true. And what we got, are you playing any golf right now as far as wagering is concerned?
Yeah, and I had Siwoo Kim last week, and
so did I. Did not work.
I mean, what did he? You know what? And I talked about this. That was an immature golfer making a really bad decision after he got some bad luck. He got some bad luck on the fifth hole. Could have been putting for eagle, but the ball just hit it like 1 foot too short. And it rolled back into a tough lie, and he ended up with a par. And then he tried to get it all back on the sixth hole, which is a hole he should not have hit a driver on. Nick Faldo said it before he hit the shot. He lost the ball, two-stroke penalty, and that was it. That was it for him, basically. It cost him the tournament.
He did. Jim Herman, though, a nice story.
Yeah, great. He's won three events now, and I think he's been outside of 150-1 every time.
There you go. Get your Jim Herman picks and get them ready to go. He's in the playoffs, and as they play at the TPC Boston right now. Dave, appreciate it as always. Wager Talk, visit that and take advantage of the specials they have right there. And always follow Dave at Dave Kokin on Twitter. And we'll talk again as we get ready for football, Dave. But hopefully we'll have football to talk about. We'll see.
Let's hope. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Dave Kokin from Las Vegas. Give him a follow on Twitter at Dave Kokin. And as we mentioned, he is now with full time with Wager Talk. Now, been there 3 years, but he's full time now.
And it is what it is in Dave Kokin's world. Wise advice, really, isn't it?
Dave just makes you feel better, doesn't he?
Sage.
Because, yeah, you know, just this is what they should do.
Can't do anything about it. Why worry about it?
Be quiet. Move on. I think it's fantastic. Buttons likes that, right? He's, look at him. Look at him. He's very happy about that. 3:40. We're going to take a break. Come back. Tom Brenneman had a bad night last night, and we'll talk about that and get your views on it as well when we return to the gym class after this here in KGYM.
Are you remodeling this summer? Look no further than Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander. Need new doors? They can help. Hardware? They've got it. Looking for new cabinets? They're happy to help you design the new space of your dreams with beautiful, well-born cabinetry. And of course, they have decorative shiplap and beautiful trim, too. If you're remodeling in 2020, consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Finding the next job is a big job, and that part of what you do is a little tough right now. Because of that, Lowe's for Pros is here to help. Get $400 in leads on us with a free one-year subscription from HomeAdvisor to connect to jobs that make sense for you. Sign up at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty to get started. Just one more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Now let's get to work. Subscription and $400 lead credit subject to HomeAdvisor's approval and terms. Valid for new HomeAdvisor customers only. Lowe's loyalty required. More terms apply. Valid through 99 U.S. only.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Oil change coming up? We can help you out. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for just $27.99. And if you need it fast, we can help you get it fast. Whether it's at home with our next day delivery or in-store and curbside with our free same-day pickup. The choice is yours. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I hate Tom's Tulip Shop. It just smells so flowery. Like we good at your flower shop. You don't need to remind us.
No matter how hard you work for your small business, online reviewers will find something to complain about.
I needed a fake plant. They don't sell fake plants. Thanks for nothing, Tom.
And while Progressive can't save you from these trolls, we can help you save money on commercial, auto, and business insurance.
Then he says, have a great day. I'll decide what kind of day to have.
Get a quote online today at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliated and third-party insurers.
Redbox has top entertainment with new movies and big hits. And now, they're giving you a chance to win big money. Enter the Redbox 15K Summer Sweepstakes. Rent or buy any Sony movie now through August 24th and you could win the $15,000 grand prize. Rent Jumanji The Next Level, Little Women, Bad Boys for Life, and other Sony movies at Redbox.com/15K Sweeps. Make it a movie night and you could win big with Redbox. No purchase necessary. Must be at least 18 years old and a U.S. resident. For official rules and to learn more, including how to enter for free via email, visit Redbox.com/15K Sweeps.
We at St. Andrews thank all you golfers for your business this difficult year. We've diligently followed the governor's protocol for golf carts, the course, and the clubhouse. We hope you appreciate our efforts as much as we appreciate your business. And special kudos to all the moms and dads who bring their kids to golf. Stay safe. St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
3:44, back with you on the gym class here on KGYM. Scott and Mark, Buttons on the other side of the glass here. Our thanks to Dave Kokin for joining us. There are a small handful of week zero, Mark.
You said it, I didn't.
Games, one in Eastern Iowa. Anamosa will be hosting West Delaware coming up tomorrow night as the high school football season, not in earnest, but does get underway coming up tomorrow night. For six teams, anyway, and then we'll be following that the following week with the pair of games coming your way here in KGYM, as it will be Prairie hosting Kennedy. That will be out at John Wall Memorial Field a week from tomorrow night on 107.5 FM. Myself and John will be there, and then it will be Miles and Gary down at North Liberty. It'll be Liberty and West High going at it. That'll be on 106.3 FM, and that will be coming up next week for you both, beginning at around 7 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. NBA basketball coming up tonight. The Lakers in action at 7 o'clock, as that will be on 1600 AM, 102.3, and in Iowa City, 106.3 FM. The Twins in action tonight. The Twins and the Brewers with the first pitch just past 6 o'clock on the Jim O.T., 107.5 FM. Well, last night, the latest example of why, Mark, in our business, the number one rule. In fact, one of the first pieces of sage advice that I received when I stepped into this particular job and profession way back when, not only in school, but as at your first job, mine up in Independence, Iowa, back in December of 1988 into January of 1989, was always respect the microphone, always pretend that the microphone is hot and on. And it caught another broadcaster last night, Tom Brenneman of the Cincinnati Reds, with a slur last night. Brenneman immediately suspended by the Cincinnati Reds, has came out with a statement today apologizing profusely, but not only will not be with the Cincinnati Reds, but also is not going to be now with Fox Television. He was an NFL commentator on Sundays on Fox and reportedly now formerly with Fox Television. Made that mistake last night that you do not make ever, but especially you just don't do things like that.
Yeah, it was shocking to me. It was a homophobic slur that came out of Tom Brenneman's mouth, and I don't know how immediate it was, but during Nick Castellanos' home run, shortly after that, apologized for what he had said and tried to be as sincere as possible. But I mean, once it's out there, it's out there, and I know how it works here. I don't have any control over the buttons, whether my mic is live or not. You're in control of that. You know what, Scott? If you didn't like me, you could do something during the break. And I'm not, I don't say anything that's going to get me in trouble during the break anyway, but you know what I mean? How does that work in Brenneman's booth? Is he in control of his mic? Is the producer?
Correct.
The producer is?
Usually, yes.
So the producer must have forgot to hit the off button or something.
Well, we're all human, and I try not to do that in here. I 99.998% of the time.
What I don't understand is the slur came out of his mouth, whether he's trying to be funny or whatever, and then during apologies says, that's not me. How do you reconcile the two of those things? And we were talking during the break, mic's off. Should one person's mistake ruin his career, his or her career? We've seen what has happened with various announcers. Jimmy the Greek back in the day in late 80s made some horrible comments about African Americans.
Al Campanis
during
as well.
I don't know. I don't think Tom Brenneman's ever going to work again.
No, and I would agree with you. I would agree with you. 319-366-1600. If you would like to weigh in on Reds broadcaster, or probably former Reds broadcaster, Tom Brenneman. He apologized on camera last night. He used the slur as the Fox Sports Ohio coverage of the game returned from a commercial break. He later apologized on camera saying, quote, if I have hurt anyone out there, I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart. I am very, very sorry, unquote. The Reds have suspended him from broadcasting. He has apologized to the LGBTQ community and described the remark as horrific and homophobic. And like I said, off of the Fox broadcast as well. 6429 reminding us, yes, we had one of those incidents in the state of Iowa. The incident that happened in Des Moines a few years back is a good example of respecting a hot mic. Yes, over in Des Moines with several people. That thing was a hot mess anyway, but there was a little bit of vengeance behind that one. That wasn't an maybe an accident, probably not situation, but you shouldn't say things like that anyway, for sure, out there. But yes, respect the microphone and always act as though it is on. And I'm with you. I don't think Tom Brenneman is ever going to probably work again. And of course, if folks out there do not know Tom, the son of the legendary Cincinnati Reds broadcaster Marty Brenneman, who I believe just retired in the last couple of years, with Marty did games on WLW radio in Cincinnati for many, many years, and he was the voice behind the Big Red Machine for all of those years. And I remember as a young lad with the radio on in the bedroom and pretending you were asleep when your mom came up to check on you, and then you turned on the West Coast Reds game to listen to Pete Rose and Johnny Bench and all those guys play against Davey Lopes and Ron Say and Dusty Baker and all those guys for the Dodgers, Steve Garvey and
Billy Grabarkowitz.
Yeah, well, there some were more famous than others, Mark, as yes. You mentioned, but yeah, you get the gist out there. 319-366-1600, and certainly Tom was not the first one to have to go to unfortunately have this, and will not be the last. And like you said, there have been quite a few that have unfortunately said something when the mic is on, and paid very dearly for it.
Well, you know, it's not only with the mic on, with the, in this world of iPhones and whatnot, you can be recorded at a restaurant or whatever and say something that maybe you shouldn't say, and or have your picture taken in an uncompromising position. And you should always act as if the mic and the camera are always on you.
Very much so. Very much so. So we'll see what happens to Tom Brenneman, but you will not hear him as far as the NFL on Fox is concerned anytime soon. Let's get a Zach update.
We can indeed. Zach kind of sputtering right now. He is at even par through 12 holes at the Northern Trust, the first leg of the FedEx Cup tournament. He's currently tied for 83rd. The leaders right now, three-way tie at 7-under, Harris English, Cameron Davis, and Tommy Fleetwood. Fleetwood and Davis both have four holes to play. So Zach, kind of as he did last week, he played an even par round in the first round, then shot 67, 61, 65. Don't count out Zach quite yet, but just kind of two birdies, two bogeys, and the rest pars right now.
So far, anyway. And, yeah, hopefully we'll get that going in the right direction here and get Zach going. I should mention as well, our friend Joey Gase, friend of the show on the NASCAR Cup Tour. They're going to be racing at Dover this weekend, and he is going to have on his car among the things on his car this week will be a nod to Cedar Rapids and the disaster relief efforts. Joey always attuned to what's happening here in the city of Cedar Rapids, and that's very nice that he and sponsorship as well allowing him to do that. So hopefully he'll get some airtime coming up this weekend. I think it's on NBCSN after the Indianapolis 500. So big weekend as far as racing is concerned. We've got the Indianapolis 500 on Sunday for you, 12 noon with the broadcast. That'll be on 1600 AM, 102.3. And 106.3 FM coming up on Sunday. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and we'll let you know what our topic is and tell you what's coming up on the Friday edition of the Gym Class after this, KGYM.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at the Mopar Service Center at your local Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealership.
Fall is just around the corner. So are Labor Day savings now at the Home Depot, where you can save every day on everything, from mulch to power tools, new appliances to a fresh coat of paint. You can even shop and save right from the app and get convenient delivery right to your door. The only question is, what will you do next? Tackle more fall projects with Labor Day savings now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only while supplies last, valid through September 7th.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So the weather is just all over the place lately, right? One day it's hot, and the next day it's windy for a while. It's like, make up your mind already. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what covering your bases is in baseball, right? Making sure you have no holes in your defense. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. And you'll pay up to 50% less than big carriers and still use their same networks. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data and 2G. No contract, no mystery fees. Fully covering your bases for 50% less. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. Hey, it's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs in America's best networks, same as big carriers, but for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data and 2G for up to 50% less than the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, 50% less. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Hey, this is Joseph Newgarden. As a two-time IndyCar Series champion, I love that we're all getting back in our cars and back on the road, stopping at all the places we missed most. And to keep us going between those stops, there's Shell. Stopping to fill up with their best fuel ever, save with the Fuel Rewards program, and to get snacks and essentials that can save you even more at the pump. That's just a few of the ways Shell helps you make the most of the stop you need to make. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
Back with you in the gym class at 3:57 here on KGYM. Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next. Twins and the Brewers at 6 o'clock tonight on 107.5 FM. 7 o'clock for NBA playoff basketball. I want to let you know that the breaking news here as far as storm after effects are concerned. Cedar Rapids School District is going to announce a new date for the first day of school soon. And Governor Kim Reynolds' new proclamation Friday will address back to school for districts that have been affected by the derecho, including temporary remote learning. So tune in for that coming up tomorrow. All right, we're going to talk tomorrow about if there is a meeting between Big Ten football parents and Kevin Warren. Park Ridge will be an interesting place in the Chicago suburbs coming up tomorrow. So talk about that. And if we have time tomorrow, we're going to get into a topic that is very apropos right now, Mark.
Yeah, and we just asked Dave Kokin about it, the unwritten rules of baseball. We're going to expand it. We're going to talk and get your opinion on the good and bad unwritten rules in sports. Could be baseball, could be golf, could be auto racing,
football, hockey, what have you. Are you for the unwritten rules? Have you violated unwritten rules? Have you knowingly violated unwritten rules? We'll do that coming up tomorrow. And that should be a very interesting topic. And really looking forward to that coming up tomorrow. So tune in at that time to myself and Mark on the gym class. Buttons will also be with us coming up tomorrow. I don't know about Tonks. He's not here today. Maybe he'll be here tomorrow. We will wait and see on that. We'll get you a SportsCenter update before Todd and Alex take over coming up here. And everybody have a good night out there, and hopefully everybody, more people get back online. So we'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
Talk to you then.
All right. This has been the Gym Class on KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCI.